You will listen to a lecture on mycelium. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 8. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Listen and answer questions 1 to 4.
Today, we'll talk about the soil magicians, mycelium. Mycelium is the vegetative portion of a fungus and forms a colony. This colony consists of thread-like branching structures that spread in and on the soil and other types of substrates. Mycelium, which has remarkable strength, can hold up to 30,000 times its mass. These features of the fungus help to prevent soil erosion. Let's talk about one of the most commonly seen fungi, mushrooms. Mushrooms have a rapid growth rate due to the fact that the cells of the mushroom can expand rapidly by absorbing water. You would be surprised to know that humans relate far more closely to fungi than any other group in the animal kingdom. Both creatures have common pathogens. Like the human body, fungi develop antibodies to fight harmful bacteria and prevent rotting. However, mushrooms do decay when they are past their prime and after they begin to sporulate, the biological term for to form spores. The microbes responsible for this rotting are significant for forest health, as they lead to the growth of trees and create the debris fields upon which the mycelium feed. So, as the mushrooms sporulate, the mycelium begins to form and spread below the soil. There are over 8 miles of these cells in 1 cubic inch of soil. Mycelium starts to build its network and keeps on conquering territory.
Before you listen to the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 8. Now, answer questions 5 to 8.
Like humans, mycelium exhales carbon dioxide and inhales oxygen. Its structure comprises extended microfiltration membranes with inbuilt microcavities to fuse soils and absorb water. These microcavities resemble tiny wells with microbial colonies growing inside them. Now you can understand how spongy soil prevents erosion and also aids in the development of a microbial universe. Mycelium was first referred to as the Earth's natural internet. The highly branched structure of mycelium channels nutrients and information efficiently. Information such as searching for space for further growth. Mycelium is sentient. So you never know that the computer internet might have been inspired by this already successful biological model. There's one question that I have for all of you here. Which is the largest organism on Earth? Surprisingly, it is not the blue whale or the giant redwood trees. It is a humongous fungus, more specifically a mycelial mat. Yes, I'm not kidding. The Earth's largest organism is in the Blue Mountains in eastern Oregon, measuring 2,200 acres across and only as thick as a cell wall. So you cannot actually see this creature, which is more than 2,000 years old. The fungus belongs to a genus commonly known as honey fungus. It has fruiting bodies in the form of large clumps of yellow-brown mushrooms, which appear above the ground. This record-breaking clonal colony is made up of well-coordinated, genetically identical cells, having the same purpose of spreading underground as far as possible.